This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, has announced the development of two major electronics manufacturing clusters in Tamil Nadu. These clusters, with an investment of 1,112 crore rupees, will be established at Pillaipakkam and Mannalur. The initiative aims to strengthen India's position in the global electronic system design and manufacturing sector.
Two electronics manufacturing clusters with investment of 1,112 crore, one at Pillaipakkam, Mannalur. So these two will be set up as very large electronics manufacturing clusters, and that will help our growth of electronics manufacturing in Tamil Nadu in a very big way.
The announcement was made during the inauguration of Z-Work Electronics' new manufacturing facility in Chennai yesterday. India will become the world's third largest economy by 2028, overtaking Germany, according to a report by global financial services firm Morgan Stanley. The report said Indian economy, valued at $3.5 trillion in 2023, is projected to expand to $4.7 trillion by 2026. In 2028, India will overtake Germany as its economy will expand to $5.7 trillion, Morgan Stanley said. The report said India has emerged as the world's most sought-after consumer market and has gained share in global output, facilitated by stable macroeconomic policies and improved infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people to tune into his broadcast interview with Lex Fridman to be broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered diverse topics, including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Mr. Fridman said he had an epic three-hour podcast conversation with Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, the podcaster said it was one of the most powerful conversations of his life. Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. The Padma Awards, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. The awards seek to recognize work of distinction and is given for distinguished and exceptional achievements in all disciplines such as art, literature and education, sports, medicine, social work, science and engineering, public affairs, civil service and trade and industry. All persons without distinction of race, occupation, position or sex are eligible for these awards. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya will inaugurate the Fit India Carnival at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The three-day fitness and wellness festival aims to promote a healthy and active lifestyle, aligning with the Fit India movement's vision of a fitter, healthier and obesity-free nation. During the event, the logo and anthem of the upcoming Khelo India Para Games will also be unveiled. The Khelo India Para Games will begin on the 20th of this month in the national capital. In Myanmar, an airstrike by the military on a village under the control of a pro-democracy resistance group has killed at least 27 civilians, including 6 children. A spokesperson for the Mandalay People's Defence Force said that at least 30 others were injured in the airstrike last evening in the Letpanhla village in Singo Township. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit clash, Mumbai Indians clinched their second title as Delhi Capitals choked for the third time in succession. India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions at isolated places over Odisha today. According to IMD, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, North Telangana today and over Gangetic, West Bengal, Saurashtra and Kutch during the next 2 days. Met Department has also forecast hot and humid conditions at isolated places over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Kerala and Mahe today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.